everyone. Welcome to another episode of Caught Between a Tie and High Heels, a transgender podcast journal where I share past experiences and new situations as I slowly step out of the closet to free myself from the tie and live my life completely in the high heels. I'm Jamie, your hostess and friendly neighborhood trans lesbian, and welcome to the podcast. Hello, all my beautiful listeners, and today is the 25th of May, 2023. This is the second time I'm recording this. Hopefully, I can get through this without crying so much, so benefit huge bennies for you. I really do wish, after listening to this now twice, the intro music was a little, I had something that was maybe a little not so upbeat for moments like this. And yes, this is going to be a heavy topic, but I feel it's important in order for me to talk about this. Earlier this morning, my uncle had passed, and I wanted to honor him in some way, because he's been a larger part of my life than what I think a lot of people think that he, or know that he has been. Growing up, my mom was extremely strict. Not that she wasn't fun. We had a lot of fun times. We had a lot of good things that we did. But my mom was a perfectionist. And if things weren't done a certain way, then she got upset. I got the belt, or I got a whooping some way, shape, or form. It was very, you need to know your role and get done what you've been told to do. Like, if I didn't have a sir or ma'am at the end of a sentence, I got a brain duster. Smacked to the back of the head. I'm glad that she did that, because I pride myself on my manners. I pride myself on respecting others. But, I mean, you know, I could have not had it beaten into me. My aunt and uncle were amazing in the fact that they were 180 degrees opposite of my mom. My aunt was the older sister, and she just handled things completely different, and she found a husband that did exactly the same thing. They were definitely two peas in a pod. They belonged together. You could tell that just by watching them for 2 minutes, just by talking with them for a minute. And my uncle is an amazing guy. There's no doubt about it. He may be passed, but he is an amazing guy to me. Simply for the fact that one of the biggest things that I got from my uncle was the sense of humor. My dad had kind of a sense of humor. My mom really didn't have a sense of humor. I think that kind of goes without saying, but the strangest that my dad ever got was Monty Python. Granted, that's strange enough, but my uncle was just amazing in weird comedy. He was a sharpshooter. He was the fastest draw when it came to dad jokes. And they were so corny, but they were so funny at the same time. You didn't matter. It just didn't matter. Growing up as a kid, seeing that drastic change from what I'm used to in my own house, I loved going over to hang out with my cousin, who basically was my childhood friend. After I got beat up by who I thought was a friend, a lifelong friend, when I was a kid. And again, it'll be in the book. Hopefully, I'm in my third draft right now with that, but it's all in there. But my cousin was really my go-to. He was my friend, and I didn't get a chance to go to my best friend. Him and I didn't get a chance to actually hang out as much as I would have liked, but I always enjoyed going over. I loved having sleepovers. And the reason was that is because my uncle, well, both of my aunt and my uncle, I'm giving them proper credit, but my uncle was just He always wore crazy hats. He always wore crazy something along with his regular clothes. It never failed. It was always, I looked forward to holidays when we would all get together. I look forward to holidays because he always wore like a crazy oversized tie. And I mean an oversized, like one that hung down to his knees. Or some kind of bizarre hat or goofy sunglasses or something, anything. And I just love that. Oh my God, I just love that. That was that level of weird that I just connected to, and I emulate that today. I don't think I've told my uncle a few times how much he and my aunt have really influenced my life, but I don't think that they really fully understand. I'm not their kid, you know. Back then, I was their nephew, and that's what they saw me. But it was, for me, it was a lot more. My dad was really not around. So I was starving for a positive male in my life, and my uncle was it. He was just that goofy, lovable guy, and just an amazing guy. Again, the dad jokes, also the stories. Oh my gosh, my uncle is an amazing storyteller, an absolute amazing storyteller. I don't care if it was, he would often tell me the same story multiple times. It didn't matter to me. I just enjoyed listening to him. And I love chatting with him about, he was always quick to pull out family photos and, hey, look at this, and time when he was in the army. And I loved it all. I thought it was cool. I'm weird like that, but that's me. And we have him to thank for it. He loved a fart joke. I mean, he wrote a book, 1001 Things to Do While You're Sitting on the Toilet. it never got published, but it was just something that we always talk. He wrote a number of other ones that were just cute little funny things, warped sense of humor. Because of my uncle and my aunt, I became a Whovian. Spending nights over there on the weekends and everything, Doctor Who would be playing. And I loved watching those shows. My aunt and my uncle were into all the sci-fi and fantasy stuff and everything. And I just loved, ate it up. Doctor Who was, the fourth Doctor is my doctor. And I learned that because of them. Because my aunt and uncle were the way that they are, or are the way that they are. But my mom would not let me growing up. I could not play D&D in our house. She thought that it was summoning the demons or whatever the case might be. And that was not the case over at my aunt and uncle's house. My uncle was like all into it. He would listen to me and my cousin just rant about monsters that we had encountered and everything else. And he was, it was just awesome to be over there. Playing video games, they had an Atari. I didn't have squat. I think we had Pong, and that was my brother's. And it burnt an image into the TV, and we couldn't have video games for the longest time. I don't think I owned a video game while I lived at my mom's house. But they had a video game, and I played. It was a Nintendo 1600. I'll never forget this. They let me play, and I just played, and I played, and I played, and I played. And to the point where they had a Journey video game back then in the 1600 on the Atari 1600. If you remember it, you know what I'm talking about. It was like a little breakout game, you know, like the little busting blocks. So you would send the ball up and it would hit a block and destroy it and it'd come back down. You had to move your paddle just right so it would catch the ball and send it back up and take out another couple of blocks or something like that. I played that so much when I went to bed. I was having a sleepover there at their house. I slept and I had dreams. Journey and that video game had infiltrated my dreams. It was amazing. My uncle is a Eagle Scout. And he would tell me stories about camping. He would tell me campfire stories. He would tell me all the cool stuff that that Scouts did, and I wanted to do that. So I begged my mom repeatedly in order to let me be a Cub Scout. And I was. I made it all the way up to bear or wolf. It was like the second out of the three. I never made it to bobcat, I don't think. But only because our den ended up dispersing. The parents were moving. They were military. So, but he got me into Scouts. He's just an amazing guy. And it's because of him and my aunt that I had, it was bursts of happiness that I had, the good stuff, the nice, the not going to be judged, not going to be whipped, not going to, you know, if I did something wrong, I wasn't going to get beat for it. And again, I'm not trying to paint my mom as a picture of this ogreish old hag, you know, that was no fun and just beat me all the time. It wasn't like that. Yes, she was strong in punishing me and discipline, but at the same time, yes, we did have good times. It was just different. My mom talked down to me. You knew in our house that I was a subordinate. You could tell that from the way that she spoke to me. I remember being told one time when we had visitors over, my dad and my mom, that children were supposed to be seen and not heard. So that was kind of the rule of thumb growing up in my house. My uncle and my aunt talked to me differently. They didn't talk down to me. They talked to me, with me. And with that, he ended up teaching me, oh my God, so many cool things. He always had a magic trick. There was always a magic trick that he ended up having. Some cool little gadget. I think the man went to Spencer's on a regular basis when he was going out shopping and just picking up like all of the cool, back in those days, it was all the little novelty gag things, you know, the fake stick of gum or the popcorn or the, you know, the spring-loaded worms in the peanut brittle can. It was all so corny, but it was so freaking cool. And it was just, he just threw that out there all the time. Another thought that it just came into mind is that he was telling me one time when he was younger in the military, and he showed me a picture of him and my aunt, and he was looking all dapper in his suit, and my aunt was looking gorgeous in her dress. I love the 50s style dresses, and my aunt, I associate, my aunt is a more of a curvy girl, so of course I associate a little bit more with her. And being a curvy girl myself. But in the picture, everything looks exactly the way like a couple of going out on a night on the town. Except my uncle, back in the 50s or 60s, it had to be in the 60s because I think that was when they graduated. My mom, my aunts and my mom is not that old. But back in the 60s, like maybe the early 60s, maybe the late 50s. Shoot, I don't know. Anyway, he's gone on a goofy tie. So, and the thing that cracks me up is that my aunt never, I don't think she ever had that same kind of sense of humor, but she got it and she enjoyed it. And you could just tell, like I said, you could tell they belong together. And I mean, they've been in love for, I think close to over 70 years. They've been married for over 70 years. I know we celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary a decade or so ago. It was quite a long time ago. And it's just, they just got each other. And again, the contrast that I ended up seeing with my uncle and my aunt was the proper way to have a relationship. My mom had been divorced and married twice. My dad had been divorced and married four times. And I watched my dad leave. I helped him pack his shit in order to be able to get it out of the house. But my aunt and uncle were the relationship rock that I saw. They were, yeah, of course, it's not like my aunt and Michael didn't argue. I'm sure that they did. But they didn't make big, huge, dramatic scenes out of it. And they loved each other enough in order for them to work it out. Excuse me. I really cannot tell them, I can't put into words the positive influence that they had had on me when I was a kid, and it stuck with me. And I'm probably going to cry again, because I was starving for nice things back then, things that would be able to help me escape. My uncle telling me stories, they helped me escape. Showing me a magic trick, they helped me escape. Letting me watch Doctor Who with them, that helped me escape. Playing D&D. All these things that I have associated with my uncle. And again, the influence that my uncle had on me, I think, makes me a nicer person than what I would have been if he had not been in my life. I am blessed. And here goes the tears. I am blessed to have had him in my life. It really made me, again, every time I see something goofy, every time I see a weird hat, I'm actually looking at one. I have an aviator's hat hanging on a sword in the corner of my office. I think of him. I look at a Cub Scout or a Boy Scout, any kind of scouts, I instantly think of him and love the influence that he's had on my life. I love that he had such a wicked sense of humor. Not everybody got it, but God, I loved it so much. I cannot tell you how much I love that sense of humor. And I just hope I do him justice, like, as weird as I am. I hope somehow I'm doing him justice. So, I know it's a dark topic. I know this is not so much of a bonus episode, but I gotta tell you, I just felt that this was important in order for me to honor this beautiful man. In whatever way I could. I don't have a lot to be that I can do, but this is something that I do. And, yeah. We lost a really, really good man today. Really good man. Anyway. Again, I told you all, you're getting all the raw crap with me. I'm not holding back with stuff. So, sorry. Anyway, I'm not doing the outro, so this is going to be it. I'm not publicizing this either. I'm not publicizing my uncle's death. But I want to celebrate him. And he will always be with me. Every time I'm doing something goofy, or my weird sense of humor that sometimes gets me in trouble, my uncle will always be with me. Anyway. Thank you for listening. Again, thank you for the therapy session. I look forward to talking with you all again soon. Until next time, toodles.